First I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Diksha Gurudev. Nityalila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pai Astavadra Sri Srimad Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Diksha Gurudev. Om Vishnu Pai Astavadra Sri Srimad Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. To all of our Guru Vargas, the civil succession, all sannyasis and all assembled devotees. On this very most auspicious occasion of the appearance day of our Srila Prabhupada Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Gurudev has ordered me to offer my Pushpanjali at his lotus feet. As we always hear,
more
Guru is one.
He really is.
Diksha Guru is the manifestation of the form of Krishna, and Shiksha Guru is manifestation of the nature of Krishna. Krishna manifests as his Bhakti Shrestha, his topmost devotee, in order to deliver the world. So on that principle of Guru is one, I would like to make the presentation on how Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev are one in the matter of their books in publishing and distribution. As you know, in Srila Prabhupada's last days of his being manifest to the vision of the world, because we know that he's eternally present, he's present right here and now and watching us and knowing our thoughts and inspiring us in our devotional activities. But a few days before his manifested stay was coming to completion, Srila Prabhupada called Srila Gurudev to his temple in Krishna Balaram Mandir in Vrindavan. And when Gurudev arrived, Srila Prabhupada ordered Gurudev to sit with him on his bed. Prabhupada was lying down. So Gurudev said, "I can't do that. You're my Diksha Guru. I worship you just like I worship my Diksha Guru." So then Prabhupada had his sannyasis bring Gurudev a chair. And then Prabhupada put Srila Gurudev's hands in his own hand and began weeping and said, "I've brought so many monkeys, Westerners, engaged in so many contemptible illicit activities, and I've trained them as far as possible, as far as their own secrets and sun stars will allow. So now I want you to complete my mission, fulfill my mission. I have made so many jewels, but they're still rough. So I want you to polish those jewels." So Gurudev replied that just as Sri Ramchandra promised his father, Dasarath Maharaj, that "I will serve you to my very last breath, so I also promise that I will carry out this order of yours to my very last breath." Just before Srila Prabhupada left the vision of the world, he was asked by one reporter, "Who will succeed you as being the leader of the Krishna consciousness movement in the West?" So Prabhupada quoted the song by Srila Narottam Das, "Guru Maka Padma Vaikya Chitte Te Kodiya Aikya." Whoever follows the previous Acharya, whoever makes his words and his heart one with the words and heart of this previous Acharya, he's automatically the next Acharya. In that regard, Srila Gurudev has said, he is Bhaktivedanta, I am Bhaktivedanta. Like father, like son, I am his only successor. Let this be declared boldly. No one in the world could love him as I love him. Srila Prabhupada defined his ISKCON by the following verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita from the discussion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Sri Rai Ramananda. Krishna Bhakti Bhavita Mati Priyatam Yadi Kuntam Ilabhyate Tatra Mulyam Api Mulyam Ekalam Janmakoti Sukritarna Labhyate. Krishna consciousness cannot be purchased. Pure, spontaneous feelings for Krishna, like the Vrajvasis, cannot be obtained either by millions of births of pious activities or millions of births of spiritual pious activities like Vaidhi Bhakti, rules and regulations. It can be obtained only by one price, and that is the greed to have it. Hearing from the pure devotee about the beautiful pastimes of the Lord and seeing the beautiful deity of the Lord, understanding who he actually is, as Brijendra Nandan Shyam Sundar. Only by that one can attain Braj Bhakti, which is the purpose of my making the ISKCON movement. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev revealed that. He was the one who revealed that to us. He himself said that Srila Prabhupada is not a follower of Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu comes in every age to give the Yuga Dharma. But Srila Prabhupada, he said, being Gauravani Pracharani, came to give the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prema Ras, Nir Yas, Kori Te Aswadam, Radhamarga Bhakti Loke, Kori Che Pracharani. That is, he came to taste the love of Srimati Radhika, and he came to distribute the path of Radhanuga Bhakti. It was Srila Gurudev who told us that this was Srila Prabhupada's ambition. And to that end only, Srila Prabhupada published so many books, established so many temples, so many deities, so many gurukulas, preaching centers. So regarding his books, Srila Prabhupada said that my books are just like time bombs. Real preaching means to drop millions of bombs or millions of books in the laps of all the conditioned souls. And time bomb doesn't only mean that you give a book to somebody, but then who's ever destined to read it, the book will explode at that time. But it also means that if somebody's reading the book, because the time bomb has gone off for him, so many years later, when he meets a pure devotee, another pure devotee, that time bomb goes off again, and he sees more and more deep truths. Srila Gurudev said so many times, I am giving you the shovel to go deeply into Srila Prabhupada's books. Srila Prabhupada's books are just like a treasure chest, and millions of people have tasted the jewels of that treasure chest. But there's another treasure chest inside of that, which is locked, which contains so many even greater jewels. So the key to that treasure chest of Srila Prabhupada's books is in the hand of the Mahabhagavan. So Srila Gurudev is saying that by my mercy, although everything's in Srila Prabhupada's books, by the mercy of the Mahabhagavan, you can see what's in there. I'm giving you a spotlight to turn on to Srila Prabhupada's books. He told me in 1993, I met him in 1992. In 1993, Gurudev told me that Srila Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and our Srila Prabhupada came ultimately to give the fortune of living entities Manjari Bhav. And I said, where does it say that? Because I never knew that Prabhupada came to give that. Although at that time I had been his disciple for 26 years. So immediately uttered the sloka very quickly. Then, after my meeting with Gurudev, I went back to my room at Krishna Balaram Mandir, and I went through my folio of Srila Prabhupada's books. And sure enough, at least 30 times Prabhupada mentioned that verse and explained that this is the goal of his mission. In 1974 or so, many devotees, although Srila Prabhupada was beginning to manifest his Chaitanya Charitamrita, and he had produced several volumes. But many of the devotees were thinking that the Chaitanya Charitamrita is only meant for big, big scholars or very, very advanced devotees. And we should just distribute Prabhupada's introductory books like Bhagavad Gita. So I wrote to Srila Prabhupada, and he wrote back that no, all of my books are for all classes of men. They should be distributed to everyone. So we began distributing Chaitanya Charitamrita, even Anchalila, throughout all the airports in America. And when we asked Srila Gurudev the same thing, because there was a big controversy that only Srila Gurudev's very introductory books should be distributed to the masses, and his books should be kept only for his senior devotees, those who've been cultivating Krishna consciousness for 10, 20 years. So for so many years, Gurudev said no. And then at one specific time, when he was at the airport in Fiji, he was just about to enter the gate, and he was surrounded by about 200 devotees. And we told him that many devotees won't distribute all of your books. They only want to distribute the introductory ones, because they say that it might as well be, somebody might as well be reading Chinese, because there are so many Sanskrit terms in your books. So Gurudev said, no, all for all books for all. And then Madhava Maharaj repeated, all for all. And then I said, but they can't understand it. Gurudev said, it doesn't matter. If they simply take the book, then our mission is accomplished, because they'll get Sukritis just by having the book. And who's ever meant to get the book, that person will get it and develop Sukritis just by looking at the book, just as Srila Prabhupada used to write, that if anybody has the book in their house, he has Lord Narayan in their house to purify their house. Srila Gurudev, when we asked him in 1996, this was, the all for all was just a couple of years ago, but in 1996, we were trying to play the devil's advocate, and we told him, Gurudev, but what about Vainu Ghee? The people are taking LSD, meat eating, drinking wine. Gurudev said, no matter. There's no lust in this book. They'll put the book in their Elmira, and who's ever meant to read it from his past degrees, he will read it. So Guru is one, even in this aspect. Srila Prabhupada encouraged his householders that book distribution is the best business for householders. They can keep the profit and maintain themselves. And I've been with Srila Gurudev in so many cities around the world, in airports, in homes, in some preaching centers, and Gurudev would always say the same thing. Distribute books everywhere, especially the young ladies. And you can keep the books, the profits, for going here and there. Not here and there to the movies, but going here and there to India, to my festivals. Srila Prabhupada said millions of bombs should be dropped on the laps of conditioned souls. And Gurudev said, at the airport, you should distribute my books from the airplanes, from the tops of buildings, just as he said now, and as he says every year or several times a year, that Srila Prabhupada spread Krishna consciousness. He said, I went to see his influence, and I saw that in the forests, on the tops of mountains, in the midst of oceans, everywhere in the forest, he's distributing Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada said that if somebody reads simply one slok of my books, their whole life can become successful. And in Hawaii, Srila Gurudev said, I'm giving lectures here and there, but what's happening? They're evaporating into the air. Especially, he said, if you hear my lecture, and then after the lecture, you start speaking about some prajalpa, then the books, the knowledge that I give is evaporated. If you repeat over and over again what you've heard, then it will have some solid foundation. But he said, basically, the lectures, they'll evaporate, we'll forget them. But the books, there's something solid. And that's why I'm giving class, this is Gurudev speaking, that's why I'm giving less classes and spending more time in writing my books. And Srila Prabhupada said about his own books that these books will create, in fact he wrote in his purport, in fact it's in the very verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, in the description by Sri Narada Muni to Srila Vyasadeva, that these books create a revolution in the dust-worn hearts of the misdirected civilization. Srila Prabhupada said, you should learn the art of distributing books without irritating anyone. And Srila Gurudev said, Trinadapi Sunichena, when you're preaching, don't try to subtly manipulate anyone or control them. But be Trinadapi Sunichena. Give all your love to Krishna and all your love to all people. And give all your service to them. Just like a doctor, both Prabhupada and Gurudev said, just like a doctor, when a patient is delirious and crazy and cursing and kicking the doctor doesn't take personal offense, but he continues very lovingly treating the patient. Srila Gurudev said, even if somebody urinates on you or passes stool on your head, still you should be happy and help them in Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada said that my books are the authorized versions of liberated souls. They're not my books. They're just presented by my humble self. So on their strength, the power will be there to educate people all over the world so they could stop their degrading path to hell. And similarly, at the beginning of all Srila Gurudev's books, he says the same thing. I'm just like a dry straw, but because I perform service to my Gurudev, he's giving me the power to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. And he's giving power to my books. Srila Gurudev told us in Los Angeles that, first Srila Prabhupada said, these are not books. These are Krishna in book form, when he was encouraging the devotees to publish and distribute the Krishna book. This is not a book, but it's Krishna in the form of a book, just like Krishna has so many incarnations. Similarly, Gurudev said in about 2002 in Los Angeles that now we have just spent $200,000 to print 5 books. And all these books are standing in line, and they're all calling out, publish me first. No, publish me first. No, publish me first. Also confirming that the books are Krishna Swarup, Radha Swarup, Rupa Goswami Swarup. He said, now I'm publishing so many books, I don't want them to remain in cold storage, but I want them that as soon as they're printed, they should all be distributed and then reprinted in cyclic order. Srila Prabhupada used to write letters to us that because you're not distributing my books, I'm not encouraged to write. But of course, as Srila Gurudev said, so many beautiful teenagers like Vrindavan Valasini and thousands of others gave up their youthful energy to preach and distribute Srila Prabhupada's books in airports, seaports, supermarkets, and everywhere Gurudev goes. In all of his festivals, he mentions this very same thing. And he says, I want my book distribution to go on in the same quantity, just like Srila Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada's days. He said, but my disciples, they are not so qualified. They are not doing like his disciples are doing, or have done. In every festival of Srila Gurudev's, there's always a book table. And for the last few years, in every festival, Srila Gurudev has been saying, he makes two announcements at each festival. I want my table, my book table and poster table, to be completely empty. And then the next day he would make the same announcement, and he'd say, it's not yet empty. It was so empty, so much more empty after his first announcement. And then he made the second announcement. They're not empty yet. I want every book to disappear from the book table. Not only for yourself, but take 10, take 20 of each book and distribute it to your friends, family members, and everyone you meet. And if you don't do this, if my book table is not empty, then I will think you are not pure devotees. Srila Prabhupada, last thing, Srila Prabhupada gave us so many marathons to publish his books and to distribute his books. He gave us a 2-month marathon to publish all of his Chaitanya Charitamritas, 17 volumes, and the first and the 2 volumes of the 5th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. When the managers of his book department said, Prabhupada, this is impossible. Prabhupada said, impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary. So similarly, just like you see masterpieces all over this temple. So in Govardhan, Gurudev ordered us to make 35 Vajra leaves in 1 month to his artists. And in the middle of that marathon, he said, I want to be able to see those Vajra leaves when I come for the Govardhan festival during Kartik. So during the middle of it, we showed Gurudev some of the, in the computer, some of the half-finished Vajra leaves. And we said, Gurudev, if you had only given us the order earlier, not just a month before you wanted them, and we would have had a lot more time to get them done better and faster. I said, but then again, our Srila Prabhupada used to do the same thing to us. So Gurudev said, yes, he is Bhakti Vedanta, and I am Bhakti Vedanta. I am no less than him, and demanding so much of his disciples. So in this way, Srila Gurudev and Srila Prabhupada are one in all ways, and even in this way. Gaur Prema Nanda, Hare Krishna.